Once upon a time, there was a president. And on this president's watch, the American economy added nearly 8 million jobs. Unemployment dropped by 2.5 percentage points to a level below the norm for the previous 50 years. On his watch, business startups increased by 20%, and business closings dropped 20%. Corporate profits soared, as did stock market indexes, while consumer prices rose more modestly than the norm for the past half century. The nation's dependence on foreign oil hit a 40-year low, and the federal government's annual budget deficit shrank by two-thirds from its mid-recession high. So far, this guy sounds like someone you'd expect to be very popular, maybe even in line to have his face carved into a mountainside. Care to guess who this economic and fiscal wizard was? Ronald Reagan? Bill Clinton? No. It's a fellow named Barack Obama, a man whose popularity index right now stands at an uninspiring 47%. Just so you know, the statistics cited above come not from Rachel Maddow, but from factcheck.org, the Philly-based journalistic truth squad that is widely recognized as an honest broker. Now, it's true. Anyone can use statistics selectively to shade or obscure the truth. It's also true that presidents ritually get too much credit for economic numbers when they're good and too much blame when they're rotten. And I could spend just as many words listing less happy facts about the Obama tenure, ones that disappoint his supporters, and without even getting into all the ways he enrages his enemies. But I bring all this up because we're embarking on what bids to be a long, brutal, dispiriting presidential campaign with a crowded stage of Republican wannabes. Already, this motley crew is keeping factcheck.org frantically busy, exposing all the distortions and outright lies about Obama's record being tossed about as the GOP hopefuls vie to utter the most memorable zinger. I know I'm naive, but I have to ask. Does politics really have to begin with a lie? Couldn't a candidate, for example, present a plan to boost manufacturing in the U.S. without first lying about Obama's not-so-terrible record on that front? Apparently, though, it's easier, more fun, and a quicker path to plaudits from the cable chorus just to totally make stuff up. Factcheck.org, don't go away. We need you more than ever. I'm Chris Cetullo.